With Coach Rand Chapel, and doggone it, Coach, here tonight, it was almost a double-double of knocking off the number one teams here tonight at Perryman Athletic Complex, and, you know, as the gals did it earlier in overtime, but you guys, I thought, for the most part, didn't play too badly tonight, and, you know, you had leads here in both halves by 8 points each, I think three or four different times, with an opportunity to go down and even get a little larger lead there and put a little more pressure on. But down the stretch, it seemed to be the consistent play and the pressure defense they put on and able to knock down some shots down the stretch. But you lose by five here tonight to the number one team.
Yeah, you know, I thought we had the guys were excited to play, and we had good enthusiasm level and a good effort level. And, you know, we guarded them probably real well in the first half. You know, we held them to, I guess, 26 points at the half, and made the game kind of tough for them, didn't let them get where they wanted to get. And that was good. You know, they made a little push right on the first minute of the second half, but then we kind of turned around, and Jade got a couple putbacks and a steal, and we looked up and we were eight ahead. You know, I think that next minute or so after that, we got a little too excited, and, you know, we turned the ball over a couple times. You know, the big thing was don't turn it over and let them get out and get easy baskets. And, you know, in the end, we didn't give them a lot, but we gave them two or three, and that flips the game. You know, you just can't give them uncontested goals going the other way. And you know, we turned it over a couple times there, and you know, I thought as maybe me and you talked it, you know, this morning, Kadeem Allen, I think, is probably the best player in the league, and I felt like he just took the game over in the second half. You know, and I told him and guys at halftime, I said, you know, the guy is capable of getting whatever he needs to get to win the game. If they need him to get 13, he'll get 13. If they need him to get 18, he'll get 18. If they need him to get 22, he'll get 22. And so we had that talk. And at the same time, you know, that was supposed to – I actually made the statement a couple times, when he's got it, we need to have five guard and one. Don't be concerned about anybody else. Get your defense packed in and don't let him get to the basket. And yet you probably have there, whether you had 15 or 17 in the second half, something to that range. And, you know, beside that I felt like he made a couple nice passes too, you know. So I looked at him, he's got 21 points, three assists. I think he came into the game sick. He didn't start tonight. Maybe he was a little ill or something. I don't know what that was, but – whether you'd been disciplined or whatever. But, you know, in the end, you know, it's nice to have that guy that makes the plays that make the difference in the game, and he did that a little bit, and we got it back to three, and ran a play that worked perfectly, actually. Got Jade right to the rim, and the Davis kid came over and blocked him right at the rim, and if he could have finished that one, obviously that would have been huge. And next time down, we tried to run a little play for Jade, and you know, Chris made a backdoor cut. He thought he was open, but he really wasn't quite open. And, you know, those two possessions, when we had it right there within reach, were critical, and we didn't cash in.
You know, there's been some games that we have really had difficulty with the turnovers, but I don't think it was tonight. I mean, we had eight in the second half, five in the first half, 13 for the ball game. That really wasn't the factor here tonight. But, you know, doggone it, Jade was, of course, ineffective in the first half, which may have helped a little bit. But then down the stretch when he fouled out, where we really need him there too as well.
He didn't get a lot of minutes, I don't think, with foul trouble. It looks like he played 18 minutes. And, you know, he's a guy we'd like to be playing 33 to 36 or 7. So he didn't get to play a lot. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, obviously we're playing the number one team in the nation. You got to be you're never perfect, but you got to be pretty close. And, you know, those turnovers we made at a critical time really hurt us. We made one right late in the first half. We kind of got lucky in that they made their free throw. We fouled them. We ended up hitting the basket at the buzzer maybe to get that one back. But, you know, three or four turnovers hurt a little bit. You know, first half, we owned the glass on them. We owned it pretty good all night. We out-rebounded by 15 rebounds, so I think that speaks to our guys' energy. You know, I guess, like I said, the second half, they just got in the lane a little bit too much, and I thought that was Allen predominantly that did that. Davis a couple times, but mostly Allen.
Was Joe hurting a little bit tonight with that ankle? I know he came in and out of the ballgame a little bit, but man, oh man, he did clean the boards up. I don't know what they on the official there, but I ended up having for about 11 or 12 tonight.
Yeah, the official says 12, and yeah, he you know, Joe obviously twists his ankle pretty good on Saturday night. Spent a lot of time in the training room, and you know, got himself ready to go. And I think it was bothering him a little bit, but, you know, he obviously gutted it out and gave us a really good effort, and he makes a big difference for us on the glass.
Well, Reuben had a better game tonight, too, and he stepped up, I thought, defensively and rebounding as well. Ended up with 12 points for you, and actually he and Terry Webb lead the show. Terry Webb hit some big threes early on, but really couldn't get it going in the second half.
Terry did a nice job. He's probably the reason we had the lead at the half. He goes out and makes some big shots and gets us going, and in the second half, we weren't quite able to free him up. I'm sure on their scouting report he wasn't the dominant focus, and maybe at the halftime he became a little more of a focus since he was the guy scoring it, but Terry played pretty well, and like I told our guys in the locker room, when you're on the tough stretch we are, it's hard to say this, but we've got to build off tonight. You know what I mean? I think if we have the energy and enthusiasm we had tonight, we got a tough road game on Saturday at Barton. We got three games next week, two of them at home, and a trip to Pratt. So this team can have some success, but we only have a chance for success when we are probably playing. We need to keep the turnovers down and shoot better and D better and everything else, but definitely enthusiasm and focus are a huge key for any basketball team, and that's what we need to build on that we established a little bit tonight.
Well, it certainly did, and if you could bottle that kind of formula here tonight and play that each time out, I think we'd probably turn that conference record around right now. Rather than being 2-8, we'd probably be 8-2. Of course, we do drop to the 10-14 mark. Got to go back to take on Barton County, the team. They were ranked number 9 when you brought them in here, and you beat them here at home by 20. But they're going to be a feisty bunch down there on Saturday. Thought or two about that one?
I think no question. Obviously, they're going to, be ready for us. They're going to talk about it. Maybe they circled this one after they were here. And, obviously, we played well against them, so we should have a feeling that we can compete with them. We're just going to have to get in the film room a little bit and get back on the practice court tomorrow and put a plan together. And, a little bit where we're at, and we're going to say this to our team. The team right there, everybody's picking to win the region. We just played, and while we played pretty darn good, we didn't play perfect by any means. You look up, and we again shot near, 7 of 13 from the foul line and other things that we could improve on. So, we want to keep getting better, and when the region tournament comes around, who knows, maybe we can surprise a person or two.